Some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, visit carlgreer.com. That's CarlGreer.com.
You've been given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace.
Ah, well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Access to Angels and Grace. We've got Noemi Grace and myself, Lisa Berry, here with you today. Hello, Noemi.
Hello, Lisa. Oh, looking forward to this as always. When it's our Monday, it's from the time I wake up, it's the vibe is there and it's building and the excitement is there and just, oh, I love it. So
it is because we love helping people. Yes. Happy to help. Yes. Happy to help is the word.
And, well, and what's different about this than say my psychotherapy practice or my soul healing practice is that, I don't know what's coming. I'm getting help too. I mean, there's new information for me as well. So this is different than me sitting in the seat of the psychotherapist or the soul healer where I'm offering some wisdom that I've learned along the way. While we do that, here you and I, there's also stuff that comes in that I don't know that's going to come that's like, that's often new for me.
Oh, it's like a gift. Yes, there.
Yeah.
I think you nailed it because if the vibe is there, when we are in the present moment for it to receive that, then we really allow the momentum to that of wisdom to carry through. Well, I have three questions to ask everybody as we jump into this really, really important show. And I will go into the three questions, but our title today is How to Get Closure When You Think You Can't. And three questions for you to ask yourself. Do you struggle to reach closure on aspects of your life? Do you feel stuck or find it difficult to move beyond past choices, people, or circumstances? And I think we've maybe all have done this. Do you dig your heels in or feel lost when there's no opportunity to communicate, be understood, or receive an apology, or when the other person is just no longer in your life for whatever reason? And Noemi, when we asked these questions, when we were talking about this, there were so many different ways that closure comes up in our lives at different times in our lives. And that's why we knew this would be a big, 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 big topic. And we will need that help of divine to come in for this one.
Yeah.
but closure and the big ones, how to get closure when you think you can't. Let's talk about why we think we can't get closure.
Well, a lot of times we feel that we need to say something to the other person. We have this need to be heard, which there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes the other person has no corresponding need or is actually rejecting that idea, refusing that idea. And so we get stuck there. If I can reach closure, I just want to have that conversation with them and I can feel better. And if they don't, if they're not willing to reciprocate or interested, then we get stuck.
Yes. You know, so many times we can stand in the position of they need to hear my side. I need to tell them why, you know, this and this and this, or vice versa. I need to know what they were thinking. Why would they do that? Why haven't they done that? There's this floating around apology thing. I remember, I'm going to say this, is funny. This is like 15 years ago. I remember watching Dr. Phil I'm pretty sure it was Dr. Phil. And the lady just wanted an apology, you know, so badly. And she thought that the other person was going to be brought onto stage to give her this apology. She was like, you know, getting my day, right? And the big moment was revealed that there was nobody waiting out. There was nobody would be coming out to give her the apology, because forgiveness that she was seeking from this, like this apology that she could then give up forgiveness, it was already there, hers to give without the apology. And I just was like, oh my gosh, wow. And that's what prevents us from moving on sometimes, is that it's a forgiveness piece. I didn't even mean to bring that up today, but it is a forgiveness piece.
Oh, that is so true. Oh, and forgiveness. Someday, I have a whole channel book on forgiveness. Someday I'll put it together and get that published and edited and published. But forgiveness is such a big piece. And any obstacle to forgiveness is going to prevent us from having closure. And closure leads closure. So, there's this reciprocal relationship where if you forgive, it leads you to closure. But if you choose to move towards closure, it helps you to forgive. It brings you into deeper forgiveness.
Yes, I like, as you said, that it helps you to move closer to it. We, in our lovely show description, which we always love, love pulling that together. It really helps us. But one of them is, our points was, closure is the result of distilling the emotional charge, that judgment and blame, into compassion, kindness, and understanding. And that's what provides the closure. You don't get, it's not handed to you like, all right, you did it. Wash it, here's our hands, here's your closure. it's really that emotional charge where you can, it's kind of like when, EFT tapping or something, when you can think of that event, that traumatic thing that's holding you back, stealing you of your energy, robbing you, I should say, of your energy, and you just putting so much into it. And then understanding, not from like, you need to know details, you need to know why, you need to, say your piece. But what is that actually meant about when we talk about that, the understanding?
So we're talking about the understanding of the heart, right? The mind wants to create, part of why we get stuck is our mind needs to understand, right? If I, like you, your example there, if I could only understand why they said that, where they were coming, what they were thinking. And so our clever minds are often wanting to understand, but the heart understands. It sees from eyes of love. It understands through compassion and kindness and mercy even. So the heart, that understanding to me is not a mental thing. It is really something that comes from the essence of who we are. And we understand from our essence, because each of us has a unique essence that's based in unconditional love. That's what the divine told me in my book, An Intimate Dialogue with God, The Miraculous Power of Unconditional Self-Love. So long title, but I love it.
It's needed.
So it is that understanding of the heart that's necessary. And the heart can always understand, because the heart has no judgment. The essence of who we are has no judgment. The broken heart has judgment, but that is, the essence of who we are, the layer of ego wounding on top, and a whole bunch of other things. So, and there's judgment there, but it's that letting go, being able to let go of that judgment, not as a struggle, but when we shift, the judgment ceases.
Yes.
But we have to be, and in the pre-channeled message is a lot about willingness. We have to be willing to make that shift. And there's a place where the divine says, many of you want to be free from the pains of the past, but you're not willing to let it go, So, and we've all been there,
Interesting with the judgment piece, because it's a perception. I know that I've been in parts of my life, we'll call them stages in life, and certainly thought I was absolutely correct in the way, because I was perceiving it to which I could only perceive it at that time with all my lovely judgment and all. And then, as we mature and hopefully gain experience and wisdom, it does shift. But I think that perceptions really come in there. But you just, my gosh, can't believe I was just, we were so having the conversation, I thought, oh, well, we do need to hear the pre-channeled message to give us a foundation. I think that would be lovely.
Absolutely. Just one quick distinction that came to me today as I was getting ready, because one thing that sometimes surprises me is that I feel like I've had closure. I know I've done work on it. I know I've come to forgiveness, which really is peeling the layers of the onion. So it's not the light switch to me. It's the layers of the onion. So it's not like, okay, turned on forgiveness. And then something happens and I'm surprised at that reaction that happens internally and sometimes out of my mouth. It's like, oh, but I worked on that. And what the divine said today, I said, how is that, you know, how does that happen? I felt like there was closure. And, you know, there's sometimes a residue. So the divine said there's sometimes a residue that's left. And yes, without the closure, you're in stuckness. But with the residue, if that residue gets either picked at or activated in some way, then we move to stickiness. Then we're in stickiness. So like my front door sticks, it's hard to close. So we get into that stickiness of, and you know, we're not fully stuck. It's not preventing us from moving forward, but that front door and now my side door. So when I'm going in and out, I am like, come on door, you know, because it's a stickiness. It takes more effort. You know, it just is there because something is left over.
Yes. Yeah. Binding. A little bit of a squeeze back on that original. Yes. But there are different stages and degrees. And I think that will come up in some of our requests to channel after this one, the pre-channeled.
Okay. So are we ready for pre-channeling?
Pre-channeled message coming
up. All right. Just gonna grab a swig real quick of water. Okay, and this is how to reach closure on anything. It is possible to reach closure on every aspect of your past, but you cannot do so when you are internally distraught or judging anyone or anything. Closure requires acceptance and brings with it deep, abiding peace. Freedom lives in this deep peace of acceptance and non-judgment. And in this freedom is closure. You may ask what comes first, closure or peace? And we would say both. Each brings in the other and accelerates the other. But first, you must have willingness. Many of you are unwilling to fully close previous chapters in your life, even though you want to be free of them. In willingness, you give up the right to complain, to rehash, and retell the story, both to yourselves and others. Yet the surrender of willingness ushers in deep peace, and life seen from the perspective of peace looks so different than life viewed through the lens of inner turmoil and judgment. In this neutral space of peace, neither judging or condoning anything, you find acceptance of what is and of what was. This is an acceptance of neutrality, free of emotional charge, free of judgment, and free of the story that's been holding you back. The stories you tell and believe about those aspects of your past that you can't let go of dig you deeper into stuckness. If you have not closed your past like you would close a door or a book, you carry it with you as a burden, and that burden disrupts the flow of your life. It slows you down to a crawl when it is time to move on, to take that leap of faith or embrace what is presenting itself in your life. If you haven't reached closure on your past, you cannot be fully present. The past will not go away when you cling to your past pains and stories. When you embrace the willingness to let go, your past integrates into you with a new story, a story of healing, strength, and presence. But you cannot get there by hanging on to your old story, a story which makes you a victim of your past. Every closure brings within a new opening within you to the peace of the present moment and to the acceptance and forgiveness which live in presence. In this place of acceptance, life grows and you grow, and you easily move past that story, that old story. Acceptance is like raising the water level of a low river in which boats have run aground. in acceptance, your energy level and vitality rise, and you can more easily move on from the place where you've been stuck. In your clinging to your stories of pain and victimhood, you've run aground in your life and become stuck. Move past your stuckness by moving into presence and meditation. Then you leave the past behind, even if only for a moment. And in the stillness of presence, a well of willingness awaits you. If you cannot let go of the past, practice presence through some form of meditation or mindfulness. The very act of coming present, the willingness to be present, causes you to leave some of the past behind. Spend more time fully present in the moment, and you find the story and pains of the past recede. And from this place of receding past and growing present, you can look with compassion on those chapters of your life that you have been unable to close. In compassion is great acceptance and also great power to change. Say goodbye to those aspects of your past and present which cause you pain. Even when pain is caused by something external to you, you add to the pain by doing and being something contrary to the essence of you. In meditation, you meet your unique, true essence, and from there you can see with different eyes, and the pain and story start to diminish. The story and pain of your past support and reinforce each other. Learn to support and reinforce the truth of who you are as your unique loving essence, even if you don't know who you truly are. Choose the truth and it will reveal itself to you. And the truth of you is no story. It is the essence of you. Be willing to let go of whatever is contrary to the deepest truth that you do know, and you will discover more of who you are. And when you know who you are, and you choose to live the truth of you, you become empowered to close all the doors that are contrary to you and don't serve you. And we are always here to assist you. In great love, we are complete. Namaste.
That was perfect. And I love how they said the truth of you is no story. And when we come back from commercial... Isn't that beautiful? I love, well, yes, yeah, you channeled it.
It's the essence of you. Yeah.
It's the essence of you. It's not a story. So when we come back, we're going to have some goodies in there and some newly channeled messages.
Mmm, yummy.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Roslyn Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to Access to Angels and Grace. And Noemi just shared the pre-channeled message before that break. And a lot in there, well, there's beautiful everythings, but really brings up about, us free of a story and closing a chapter. And something that came up, it will be a question, but I want to talk about this, is that it's not just closing the book and tucking it away. And off we go. It's not ignoring it. It's not condoning it. It's not just being, it's not just surrendering in this way, like, well, it is what it is and I got to move on. Like, it's not a forceful, uncomfortable thing. It's something that there is understanding. There is that whole forgiveness and compassion understanding. I might jump into this question because it did come up.
That's great.
Okay, good. Okay, yay. A lot of people, including, I want to include myself in there, but because I didn't go in with the intention of it, and maybe many people don't, but a lot of people write their stories and it's very cathartic, like cathartic writing. I want to say that's what's coming up. The word came up, cathartic writing, in that when we write the story or share it or talk about it, there's healing that happens. And what's come up as a question is, it's a lot around judgment. What if we write a story? It's very cathartic. We've got it out there. The details are there. The story's there. What happened? What our perception was. And now we have closure. We have healing. We have the understanding. And that story no longer fits or is right, but then somebody else in the world is reading it and now goes to that person and feels like you might feel like there's judgment on you, because I know there's stories that I would have told 10 years ago that certainly aren't the way I feel now, but I don't, well, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want people to think I lied back then or that I'm lying now. So I guess the question, let's have a conversation about it first, Noemi, about judgment and catharticism.
Yeah, well, so judgment, I mean, it's sort of part of how we've been trained to be judgmental. And, yes, I told a big story about 2015 about, ending of working with my teacher and at the time that I started to channel, and got a lot of compassion from friends and people that love and care for me. And now that story look at it and it's like, it didn't happen that way. I mean, things happened, but the story I told about what happened is not the story at all that I would tell today, because I've grown and I did move into forgiveness and so much more of acceptance and love. And every once in a while, though, there is that stickiness that comes in. Something gets said or somebody says something about something, and then there's that charge. And I'm like, oh, deeper healing's available. So, if we understand that people can grow and change, which, of course, as a psychotherapist, I totally believe that, then, we're not that. And it's okay to say that if somebody starts saying, well, you said this. That's how I saw it at the time. That is absolutely how I experienced it at the time. But now, in retrospect, now with hindsight, it's a different experience. I don't have that experience anymore. I have this experience instead. When I look at it, I'm not looking at it through that same lens. I was really hurt by what happened, and I was looking at it from this wounded place. Now, stepping back, I can see the bigger picture and see all the gifts that came out of it. And wow, I'm not a victim of it anymore. And so that's a piece for me that often shifts. When we start to tell that story, a lot of times we are the victim. And as we heal, as we grow, as we let go, as we have embraced compassion and forgiveness, we're no longer a victim. So when we look at that story, it's like, oh, yeah, I can't say that story anymore. And there were times when I did say that story again, and it felt bad.
Yes.
It felt like I was, you know, gossiping or something. I was dissing the other person, and it was like, oh, because that story no longer resonates. That story is not the vibration of where I am right now. There's a different story here. And it's so much more about appreciation and love and grace and acceptance. So,
oh, you nailed that. I have to say, oh my gosh, I'm jumping up and down.
That's the benefit of video. I could see you jumping.
it's when you go to, this is how we, those are kind of like clues, like the signs that there has been closure. There is some forgiveness, some level, some degree of it, because when we either go to tell the story or we come across a picture or something that we wrote in our journal and it doesn't feel right anymore. And I wanted to share this. So it's taken a full year. I can't believe this. A full year that I started when I can share this with my wonderful listeners here, Noemi, because so a year ago, I was married 20 years ago, 21 years ago, and I'm still best friends with him. So I actually never moved all of my stuff. And, you know, I kept moving around and traveling around. And then he, you know, with his lovely relationship, and he bought another house and was moving. He said, well, you kind of got to get your stuff now. And it took me 3 months to move all of it, because there's a lot. And then another year to go through it, because it's 20 years of stuff. Now, do you know how many stories I've lived through in 20 years? Well, I got to relive them because I needed to go through, I needed to declutter. That was the big thing going on, you know, in the last 3 weeks, 2 weeks. I think a lot of people are talking about decluttering. And I've had a lot of relationships too in that time, and a lot of lessons and a lot of different life paths. And as I started reading them, I remember when I used to go through a box and kind of go like feel the stabs or the pain or the anger or the whatever. And this time, yesterday, I went through, Noemi, I want to share, I'm so excited. I went through the final box. I completed it. I went through everything. And what a chapter closing, because I felt I would never have known it. The lightness, the organized, the a new story. It really, I was like, how could this be? How could this be so powerful that I literally, as I closed up that lid on that line, that was it. I now knew what everything was, and I felt different about everything. Everything, Noemi. New stories all around. Oh, it felt so good.
Right. And it's, you know, in your experience and in my experience, it was we were committed to healing. So it wasn't like we set out to rewrite the story. You know, there's some books and programs that
they offer that. Yeah.
They work. I'm not criticizing them in any way, but you're consciously focusing on changing the story. Okay, this was the old story, this is the new story. And there's definitely benefit to that, because if you write your new story, then you got to step into it. So there's some power there to have written it ahead of time and say, this is the new me. But in your case, in my case, I don't think we were really focusing on the story. The story changed as we changed.
Yes. Committed to healing. That was beautifully said. And that's a perfect place to ask for some beautiful guidance here from the divine is committed to healing. Can we, I just love that. Can we expand on that? Because I think that's a beautiful focus, I guess, or just how do we commit to healing? What does that look like? How do we point ourselves again when we go, oh, no, I'm committing over here. I want closure. And go, commit to healing over here.
I love that distinction that, yes, it came out of my mouth, but the way you're holding that, because, right, if we're focusing on closure, if we're focusing on changing the story, we're feeling like this uphill battle. But I'm committed to healing. For me, that's a non-negotiable. Good. I don't want to feel, you know, it's like, I don't want to feel horrible. I don't want to be miserable. If something hurts and it's painful, I don't want to stay in pain. So I'm committed to healing, and it takes however long it takes. So sometimes I got to stay in pain for a while, but it's that commitment, you know, it's like a, It's a strong level commitment, like a marital vow or something. For me, it's a really strong level commitment that I'm committed to healing through this. And so that's what I'm looking for, is healing. That's what I'm holding in my heart. And that's what how I'm working myself through this, is working towards healing. And all these other things come through, right? The new story, the change in how we say things and see things, the forgiveness, all of that. That comes when we commit to healing and we do the work. So,
yes. And so that, I know, because I was thinking, oh, gosh, where's that? The question, I guess, in there is how can we continue to repoint ourselves when we've committed to healing? It feels like, okay, good, I've committed. I'm not going to veer off. I'm not going to go the other way at all. And I don't want to call it temptations, because you just said marriage vow, but there are temptations at time to, maybe there's people around you. Maybe you were angry with somebody, and now you have this closure. You're on your way to healing, but then you have people around you going, don't you remember what they did to you? They were awful. How can you forgive them? You know, some people really can angst. So maybe how can we have some extra support? Where to turn to? What to do in that case?
Yes. Yeah. So when we commit to healing and something comes up, things show up, right? They come up, they're unexpected, and sometimes it brings us out, it pops us out of healing, or it brings up something else that needs healing. Okay, where do we turn for support, and what tools maybe can support us? Yes. Okay, so getting ready to go in is what I call it. I'm going in. So I tell my husband, I'm going in. So, and that is deeper in the connection with the divine. And also, I'll greet them and turn it over to them. So a couple seconds to deepen, and then they'll be talking. So hold on. Hello, Divine. So grateful for your presence and what you have to share on this, because this is something so many of us are committed to the healing journey, but then life happens, things happen, we get hurt. How do we find that support? What can keep us on that journey when we want to run away or say, forget it, go under the covers, hide ourselves? How can we keep ourselves, and what support is there for us? And we are grateful for this question. And always, number one support is us, your source, your divine creator, your divine love. We have divine love. We are connected to you always. You may feel disconnected from us. You may feel that they're untethered from us, but there is always a connection. And so if you can't feel it, if you can't access that connection, ask us to open the connection wider, to show you the connection. So the first thing is to ask for help from us. We are always here to help you. And healing is the journey. Healing is a big part of why you are going through these lifetimes. Healing. There's others. There's much more. But healing is one of the major factors. Okay? So as you are moving towards expansion as a soul, and you are going through life and you get wounded. So instead of expanding, you contract and you become contracted, and then you commit to healing, and then you start to expand again, and something happens and you contract again. And this is like the ebb and flow of a wave. It comes and it goes, and your commitment to healing, if you can keep that as the constant, as the consistency, when you have the coming and going of the healing and the wounding, the healing and the wounding, the healing and the wounding. And so, and then the healing. And the healing will take precedence if you allow it. If you recognize maybe there's a new deep wound, and you recognize this is a new wound, and you commit, I want to heal from this. Even though you may feel like you want to shut down, you want to stop having to heal all the time, you just want to go into some kind of hibernation with it. If you are, you can return. And you can do that for a period of time. We're not saying don't, but we're saying commit to healing so that you will return. You will not stay there forever. You will not lose a year of your life in hibernation. You're not bears. You're not animals that are created to hibernate. So that some hibernation is needed sometimes, but that you return to the presence of healing, to the commitment, to the priority of healing. And that willingness and that commitment is so strong. Noemi Grace said that she was committed to healing almost like a marital vow. And it is that length, that strength of commitment. Commit to healing. Commit to being free, because healing brings you freedom, brings you into freedom, frees you. You free yourself through healing. Commit to that. And knowing that sometimes you're not there, and that's okay, but making that the underlying essence of what you're doing through your life and what's going through your life is if you commit to being present, if you commit to healing, if you commit to a marriage and you continue to recommit, right? Many times marriage ends in divorce, but for many times you can, instead of that, recommit. And we're not judging anyone for divorcing or recommitting. We're saying there's always that option. And with healing, don't divorce yourself from healing. Recommit. Commit again. You may wander away from healing. You may become distracted and far away from where you feel like you need to be, or far away from where you were. Ask for our help. Recommit. It's like people retake their marital vows. They are recommitting to the relationship. You recommit to your relationship with yourself, to your relationship with healing. Be willing. Ask for our help. And ask for the help of those in your world that can help you. Friends, family, professional healing professionals. There is no shame in asking for help. There is gain in asking for help. If you ask for help, ask those who can help. Don't ask somebody who will be happy to complain with you. If you need help, ask those whose vibration is higher than that, whose vibration and whose work that they have done on themselves will help you to help yourself. We have so much more to say, yet in great love, we are complete. Namaste. Woo! 1240, boy, they are so
great on it.
Oh. Wow.
You know, we're going to sneak away to commercial, but I would love to revisit the no shame and using discernment on asking who to help for, and that vibration of those who we do choose. And that really is valuable to know how to do that. So when we come back, we're going to dive into that. Thanks, Noemi. My pleasure.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation, and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right. Well, thank you, Noemi, for always showing up with the presence and the ability to just tune in and ask for that extra help that we're needing, for whether it's wisdom or a message. And we love your channeled messages during the show.
Oh, and I love channeling. If I could do this every day and somehow, you know, be able to pay the mortgage and everything, I would do this. I would say, this is, and someday, you know, do this and then write books and just, you know, just be with this, because it feels, this is the essence. This is why I'm here. This is the essence of me just showing up in divine connection. So much more. And I appreciate your authenticity and the connection that we have. And it's just this whole dynamic of us doing the show. I love it.
Aww. Well, if anybody's listening and thinks, well, hey, I didn't know that I could have Noemi, you know, do some message for me, because as a psychotherapist, it's one thing, but you also offer, I'm going to pitch you right now. You can just get in touch with Noemi and you can share this time with her, and you can ask her some questions. And if you do want to, please email Noemi, and it's Noemi Grace Author at, is it Gmail? Oh gosh.
It is Gmail.
Yes. Gmail.com. I should have went with that one, but it's so you can always reach out and just email her. What really stood out to me in this past channeled message was it wasn't said exactly like this, but how we might show up to another and have expectations of how they are going to help us, how we want them to help us. We might even call on to God and say, God, this is what I need. And I want you to do this, this, and this, and then there you go. Please, this is my prayer. And so whether it's, you know, to God, to source, or to our friends and our support, you know, our psychotherapists, you know, our life coaches. But I think there's a thing there when we're holding that expectation of how we want to be helped, we either might miss out on what can be helped, but also are we maybe wanting to still hold on to the story or be shown that we're right, or just to make it all better without the true healing of it?
Yeah. I mean, if we're looking for validation, if we're looking for affirmation, if we're looking for proof that we are right and therefore someone else is wrong, we're in the ego wound. That's that woundedness, that wounded nature that we all have as humans. And when we're attached to that, when I need that apology, I can move on, but I need that apology. Well, there's no closure there, because maybe the other person feels exactly the same way, and nobody's going to be that person that offers that apology, and therefore it's not going to happen, you know. And so when there's no external opportunity for closure, like somebody saying, hey, I want to talk to you, because I want to apologize. When you don't have that external opportunity, you know, we still can reach that closure within that what's in that show description again, that is distills the emotional charge, judgment, and blame into compassion, kindness, and understanding.
Yes, the distilling of it. Is there, interesting question here, a thought rolls through my mind. What if we are the ones who we are withholding an apology? We are withholding the thing, but if we are to go with the belief here that it is not through the communication of another, right? Could we hold the belief and the trust and the hope and the faith that that other person will reach their own closure without, if we're just unable to apologize, we're unable to stand in that position of I was wrong or I hurt you or any of those things. Can we hold faith that the other person will reach their closure?
Well, we can certainly always hold faith, right? So I couldn't resist that. You know, and it's their journey. So, you know, there might be multiple reasons why we are not able to offer that apology. And one that stands out for me is maybe it's not safe, right? Maybe this is somebody that was bullying us. And we had held a lot of judgment, resentment, and we want to free ourselves, but it doesn't mean that we go in there and say, I'm sorry for whatever my part was, if it's going to be unsafe. But you know, it's, we can always send grace. We can always send compassion. We can send love. We can offer a prayer and say, I would really want, I'm praying that this person can receive their own healing, and then let it go. You know, we don't have to be like chanting this prayer over and over again. Just offer it to source, offer it to the universe, and let it go. And then, you know, that could be maybe your part that you can do, rather than expecting, you know, your part to have to be that you initiate that conversation. Because closure, just like forgiveness, is a gift we give ourselves. It really isn't about the other person. It's about the wound that was created because of what transpired.
Yes. And you know what's, I love that you said that. It's, when you said it's not safe, and here's an interesting thing. Some people have, let's just say, there's somebody so their parents, maybe they have a mother in their lives to who they just simply, it's not safe, quote unquote, for them to have a relationship, to be in their space and in that, live their life with them, having them involved in their lives. And so something happened, something was created, and that allowed them to never have to be around each other again. And maybe that's the best in this lifetime. And so yet that person doesn't want to say sorry, like, because that would bring them together again. And they're like, no, it's best that we're apart. And so they hold on to, I like that you said about offering a prayer and then letting it go. I think that's a beautiful.
Yes. And thank you. And the other part of that is, do we then hang on to the resentment, to the story of how they wounded us, to, you know, how this is our life struggle because, you know, especially if it was a parent or an early family member, you know, they've kind of ruined us for life kind of a thing. Do we hang on to that? We offer the prayer. And then at that same kind of vibration of compassion, we let go of the story, knowing that. Be willing to let go of the story and write another one. We don't have to focus on writing it so much as moving into the healing. And then the story changes. And I tell you that the story I was talking about earlier, it was time for me to leave with the teacher I was studying, is that story has changed so profoundly. I wrote about it in my book, and I had received a lot of healing when I wrote about it. But when I read it now, I'm like, wow. It's like so much more released now than it was then. So much more freer, you know? I'm so grateful for all those years of the teacher. I was like, wow, I wouldn't be here for doing what I'm doing without all of that healing that I was able to do with her. So it's that story changes as we change, but I never sat to try to change the story. Right. And there are ways that you can do that are powerful. And I have done that for other stories, but with this one, I did not. And it was profound to me to see how it changed as I worked on healing myself.
I like that. I like that you keep bringing back you're emphasizing that it is not, we're not set out to change the story, to close the story. It is, you are committed to healing. I think that's really what my big takeaway here is for that, is that we're committed to healing. Just a quick, if there's a moment of channeling available.
They want to, the divine wants to channel. They like on that with the pre-channeled and then two other channeled. So they're saying, well, we're ready. I don't know. What's the question?
Well, the feeling is that how can we open up to recognizing that, I'm not going to say always or often, maybe that's part of the question, that the pain that we have experienced in the stories that we're saying is actually our biggest gifts. How can we help better recognize?
Okay. They like this story. Okay. All right, Divine. You like the story? I'm just going to turn it right over to you. And whatever freedom you can offer us and healing and tools, we're so grateful. And it is through the greatest wounds that you experience that the greatest healing opportunities are available. The greatest freeing, releasing, letting go, the greatest letting go comes through those pains. It is through pain that you release, and it is through pain that something marvelous is born, like the birth of a beautiful child. It is through that mother's travail, it is through her pain of childbirth that the beautiful child comes into this world. And so it is through the pains. The pains give you an opportunity. Do you become more of the victim, or do you become more free? That is the message of the pain. That is the opportunity of the pain. You can be freer, or you can become more of a victim. The victim path has been programmed into all of you through your childhoods and through your upbringing and your education. So much victimization has been pointed out to you that you all arrive at some point where you feel like you've been victimized, even if your life has been relatively calm and relatively smooth. It is every human being winds up feeling victimized and in some way. And so, yes, you can choose that path, or you can recognize, oh, the choice is here now. Learn to recognize the choice as you start to go down that victim path. The more that you heal, the more uncomfortable it gets, the more it doesn't feel like home anymore. Be willing to then say, oh, there's a great opportunity for healing here. There's a great opportunity for freedom here, because you are all here for freedom. You are all here to be free, to be fully you, and to be free from everything that keeps you from being fully you. And all of the pains of the past, all of these burdens are keeping you away from you. They're keeping you from you. They're keeping you from discovering you. And if you have discovered, it's keeping you from being you, from stepping into the world and launching you as you and sharing you and having that courage to be fully you without judgment and without concern for others' judgment of you. This is what's available through the healing path, and you continue to heal. Recognizing when you're hanging on to something, and recognizing that takes you away from freedom, and that takes you away from the truth of who you are. Recognize what steals you away, what blocks you off, what walls you off. Be open, be willing to be that person that says yes to the freedom of healing, that says yes to the freedom of letting go, that doesn't want to hang on and cling, even when you feel right, even when you feel that you deserve that you deserve to hang it on, you need the validation, even when you have that story, recognizing that is taking you away from you. And the greatest gift you can ever give yourself is you. And the greatest discovery you will ever experience the discovery of the fullness of you. There is nothing on the earth for you that is going to be greater than that. And yes, you may go on some great adventures, and we encourage you to do that. All kinds of external great adventures, but the greatest adventure is the one within, the journey within. The journey within leads to greatest freedom that you can ever experience. And we encourage you to do this journey. We encourage you to take this journey on, and we encourage you to come back to this journey. If you wander away and you go on some side trip that doesn't feel good, come back. Recommit to that healing. Recommit to being whole, to being free, to being healed. And remember, as always, ask for our help, because we are here with you and for you every moment. In great love, we are complete. Namaste.
Ooh. You like that. There it said, the pains in life give you an opportunity to choose to continue to be a victim, or to choose freedom. And I think, I love this. I love to close off in this little line. It says, to expand it, we had said, be committed to healing. And I like that, be committed to the healing journey. Because there's a lot of choices along the way.
Yes.
And some can take you off and take you.
It is a journey. It's always, life is that journey, right? There's that quote, life is a journey, not a destination or whatever. I think it says success, but to me, life is, you know, the goal of life is not a destination. It is the journey itself. And where's this journey taking you? More into victim consciousness, more into freedom from all of that. And I just love that they're saying the greatest gift you can ever give yourself is you. To discover you, to be you, to embrace you, to live you. that's the greatest gift that you can ever give yourself.
Yes, and so beautiful. Oh, each show is just such a pleasure and a gift and a joy to show up with you and to everybody here. And we love inviting you to our Facebook, you know, to go to the Facebook pages, whether it's Noemi, Grace, or myself, Lisa Berry, because there's a beautiful picture that we always accompany it with. And just a lovely, we invite comments and questions for the next one as well.
Yes, and if there is ever a topic or something that you would like us to cover, then please message us. We're happy to cover, and sometimes we have our topics have been come from listeners, so we're happy to help you.
Yes, well, thank you so much, Noemi, and thank you all of our listeners who are tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you on the second Monday in November.
November 8th, and yes, November thank 8th. You, Lisa. It is always a pleasure, so much fun. It fills me up to do the show with
too.
You. I'm so grateful.
Well, thank you, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week. Bye-bye.
Bye.